This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, just in case you were not aware, Donald Trump won the recent US presidential election.
It seemed to upset a few people.
Just a few.
But, you know, democracy at work.
Yes, in that special way that America does it with their counting system. But let's not go there.
Hey, Turnbull got back in.
We'll see. They were talking, obviously. Now, as you know, Donald Trump beat Hillary. Not popular in many sections of the community in America. Yep. As you know, his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was
defaced.
Destroyed.
Yes. Did they, like, they blew it up or put acid
He literally smashed it to pieces and then
Like a pickaxe?
Something like that. And then he was actually selling the pieces
right
afterwards kind of thing. Well, but he got caught because it was all done in front of cameras.
Criminal action.
Yep. Fixed it up now.
Oh, nice.
And it has actually got security there now.
Well, a person.
Yes, it does.
Probably someone who's maybe Mexican, perhaps?
No. No? It's Donald Trump's star. No, that wouldn't be suitable. But they also arranged for the local police to be making frequent patrols of the star. It's got like Secret Service guards on it now.
Well, I guess it's the president's star.
Yes. Yeah. But there's other areas where he's not so well defended. One of those is Guns N' Roses concerts.
Oh, okay, yep.
Now, in a recent concert for Guns N' Roses, yes, they are still having concerts. They had one in Mexico City.
Oh, right,
They decided to get into the spirit of Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a piñata on stage.
Okay.
Can you guess who the piñata was representing?
It would perhaps be the president-elect.
It was a poorly coiffed Donald Trump piñata. So at one point during the show, they actually paused the show, invited members of the crowd up onto the stage.
Oh, so they could stick bash the piñata.
And they all bashed the Donald Trump piñata on stage.
More of condoning of violence against cardboard pin-out, cardboard creations.
Chris, it's okay. It is their tradition.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So they had that, and it was apparently a rather brutal beating of the piñata.
Did they at least get, you know, good stuff come out of him when they bashed it up?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's what the idea of a piñata.
As a general rule, I don't think you get very good stuff out of Donald Trump.
No.
So no.
No, look at his family.
Yeah. Hey, she'll sue you for that. Like Rosie O'Donnell. Lawyers at dawn. Kanye West.
Yes.
No, don't worry. I already said, we're not going there.
No.
Kanye West wants a movie made about his life.
That doesn't surprise me, funnily enough.
I know, you can imagine. But the funny part is, and I mean that quite literally, is who he would like to make the movie for him and who he would like to play him in the movie.
You know, does he want like George Lucas or Spielberg?
Nobody wants George Lucas to make a movie anymore,
true,
Chris.
True.
He's in enforced retirement.
Spielberg?
Nope.
Donald Trump?
Again? No.
I'm sure Don would finance the movie. I'm not sure how you want him producing, directing.
Donald Trump doesn't put his own money into anything, Chris.
That's
but
true.
Anyway, no. I'll help you because you'll never guess.
Yeah, go on.
Will Ferrell.
Oh.
You know, the comedian.
Yeah, actor sometimes, sort of.
He occasionally is in a movie that is slightly humorous.
There's some bad ones out there too.
Kanye wants him to play Kanye. Think about it.
Yeah, I know.
So Kanye wants a white comedian to play him in a movie. Is the movie going to be a funny version of Kanye's life? Which actually, funnily enough, would be quite funny. But who's going to play Kim? We'll find another comedian to play Kim.
Amy Schumer.
Actually, you know what? This movie's getting good.
Yeah. Apparently some people think Kanye is like, you know, an absolute genius. And maybe this is one of those moments to actually get, you know, it's about being colorblind. Mm. You know, that it's playing the actor and the character. Look, I, you know, he could have a point.
Well, they are.
I'm trying to
see Kanye's point of view.
Yes, I am.
Apparently, they have been in discussions.
Right.
And Kanye describes Will Ferrell as a living, breathing god.
All right, now he's gone too far.
Anyway, so we'll wait and see if that actually arrives. And if it does, I promise you, I will not see it. Coming up at 5.
Yeah.
But first. Canada. The lovely Canadian people have developed, the police force anyway, have developed possibly what will be the most effective deterrent for drink driving known in the history of man.
Really?
Now, you know, a lot of places lock you up, you know, do this sort of stuff if you're caught drink driving, which deters people. But they have the new way. It is known as the Nickelback treatment for drink drivers.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. All drink drivers who are picked up will be forced to listen to Nickelback while in the cop car being transferred back to the police station.
Is this real?
This is real. The Kensington Police Department on Prince Edward Island has issued the warning to all drivers that you will be bombarded with Nickelback as a punishment. I'm pretty sure now drink driving will have ceased to exist on Prince Edward Island. Well, you're not going to take the risk of having Nickelback.
Have Nickelback had anything to say about this particular?
Their input is not relevant. Because do you want to hear from them as well as hear them? No.
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 No. Oh, dear.
So I think maybe we need to speak to the police here and introduce such punishments here.
Oh. No. Oh, maybe.
No, no.
Oh.
I think it'd be great.
We could just, like, we've got the choice. Well, who could we choose?
Or James Blunt. We can make him, play him.
See, I was just going back to some of the really more ordinary bands of past years.
Oh, no. I'm going for the real rubbish. Or Iggy Azalea.
Yes.
Punishment Central.
Oh, dear.
Now, speaking of judging, Mariah Carey. Now, as you know, she has...
So much happened while we were off air.
I know. So I've saved it all up. As you would be aware, she had a dispute and a separation from James Packer.
Mm.
So the sugar daddy and her are no longer together.
No.
In case you were unaware, she's also trying to get some money out of him for that separation.
Really?
Yeah, she believes the time they were together, she requires a payment of $68 million.
Oh, shit.
Quite serious, as it is referred to as a convenience settlement.
A convenience? What?
Look, apparently that was going to be the amount that was in the prenup.
Oh, okay.
If they then, you know, got married and all that. Mm. You know, funnily enough, though, they didn't get married.
No.
Nor did she sign the prenup, but she still thinks she deserves the money.
Right.
And in the meantime, you will have heard that Mariah was photographed as with a fellow Brian Tanaka.
Yeah.
Now, he was often described as one of her backing dancers. Funnily enough, though, he's actually her choreographer.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, so he's not just the dancer.
No,
he organises all the dancers.
He organises the dancers. Yeah. And they were photographed in the, you know, in the beach, in the water, in various blocking.
Maybe she was just he was just choreographing her.
Funnily enough, probably yes, that was quite true.
Oh.
Because her ex-husband, Nick Cannon,
yes,
popped up on Instagram after he saw the photos and said, "This looks awfully familiar." And he posted a photo from years ago of him and Mariah in the exact same position.
Oh, my God. So she thought, she has
decided to try and do the whole, "Ooh, look at me, I'm doing fine."
So it was posed.
It was posed, yes.
Oh.
All posed. But then she didn't even make it it's a used pose.
Right. She'd done it before with her previous husband.
Yes. Oh. And he still had the photo and put it up there. And it's the exact same photo, just with a different man. So, and just in case you were unaware, this publicity drive she's on at the moment.
It's for
her her new show starts on Monday.
Ah, is it? And is it being fast tracked to Australia?
Well, certainly is.
Right. So
starts Monday night here, but Monday during the day in the States. So, funnily enough, why do you think Mariah is everywhere at the moment?
because she's got a TV show that was supposed to document her path to being married, but is now documenting her path to not being married.
That's the one.
Right, and claiming $68 million in compensation.
And I am so going to be watching that show on Monday. Oh.
God.
I admit it. I'm going to watch Mariah's World.
Oh, no.
We'll discuss it next week.
Well, Cam, what are we talking about now? Because you didn't tell me.
North Korea.
Oh, North Korea.
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, you did forecast this at the top of the show.
I did. And we're finally getting to the Kim Jong-un time. Now, as you know, he is the undisputed leader of North Korea, as you are not allowed to dispute him being the leader of North Korea. Funnily enough, over in China.
Yes.
Who are probably North Korea's only
ally.
Inverted commas, friend.
Well, they're an ally. They don't like to see North Korea under threat, mainly because they're very close to them.
But the funny thing is, as you know, they do in China, they do like to control a lot of their media and social media and that kind of thing. They have actually banned people from criticizing Kim Jong-un's weight.
Really?
You may not, on any Chinese social media platforms, comment on Kim Jong-un's weight, because he has put on a few kilos of late.
Well,
which is very unusual for anybody in North Korea to put on a few kilos.
Yes, well, yes, because the majority of the population are starving.
Yes. But I move on from that. Kim Jong-un, who is self-confessed to be one of the greatest minds of, well, ever.
Oh, he pretty much invented everything worth inventing.
Yes, and he has been at it again.
Oh.
He has invented a brand new sex potion. And this sex potion is to help North Korean men who may be a bit of a letdown in the bed department.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He is convinced
but
that the potion...
But why would he even be interested in that? Because it can't possibly be for him now, can it?
No. This is for the people. Because he needs more soldiers. So he is convinced that the potion made from sea urchins could also prove to be a bit of a hit in the West. And he has ordered the inclusion of instructions in the use of the tonic to be in English as well. So as it says, here it is, as a tonic, it has a good effect on physical and mental fatigue, sexual dysfunction, poor appetite, and diarrhea.
It's like... It
does everything. It cures the flop, it cures not eating, and it cures, well, you know, runniness.
I'm glad you didn't, yeah.
So he has previously discovered a cure for cancer. They're not marketing that in the West, unfortunately. So anyway, anyone who's got any of those problems, if you have a problem with sexual dysfunction, poor appetite, or diarrhea, Kim Jong-un has the sea urchin-based medicine for you.
For me? Why were you looking?
Look, you might be eating too much.
Rosie Dog Update, hashtag Rosie Dog on social media. There are about 300 million other hashtag Rosie Dogs, but you only want the St. Bernard that's in Melbourne, and then you'll find her.
I was going to say, in case anyone doesn't know, she is our little 3-and-a-bit-year-old St. Bernard. We got her when she was one. She was an unwanted dog at 1 year of age. So we've taken her on. She's got a few little troubles. Quite a lot.
We are 5 days away from her anniversary.
Yes.
Which is actually the anniversary of her going into crisis.
Which means near death.
Near death. And where we learnt that she was actually suffering from Addison's disease, which we were lucky enough to not lose her. And we've been able to treat her. And it took us about 6 months to get her medications right. But now she's a very bouncy, bubbly 65-kilo St. Bernard who is enjoying... She's in the prime of life. She's doing really well.
The medication is working well for her. Funnily enough, her medication is actually the same as the people medication for the same disease, because people can have Addison disease as well. The only thing you would notice if you looked at her, though, she looks in great health, except she's got these big patches of no hair where they shaved her in her various operations. Because she's had a knee operation and things like that.
Totally separate to the Addisons, she ended up doing a cruciate ligament in June. Yes.
The hair will not grow back.
No.
She's got this square patch where they gave her an epidural. Not one shred of hair on it. She just looks kind of... And then where her leg on, where they shaved to do
it's
the knee
patchy.
Operation. Yeah, she looks a bit mangy around those areas. But she's very cute.
But she's very good otherwise. And we're still looking to reduce the medications, which are cortisone-based and which is what we think is stopping the hair from growing properly. We'll keep reducing every month and try and get it down to a level where she's still okay but doesn't have quite so many.
And we will keep
steroids.
Trying to put some pictures up fairly regularly on the CNC Dry Factory Facebook page.
This is Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.